up to on the bottom of Yud Zayin on the base. Anyway, the Gemara concluded that we have a raya from Rabbi Stin of Zohar Klim and Rosh Hagag that Bosa Miyukora Azlinon. And that is why the one that breaks it with the makel is potu, because Simono Tvira Tova, he broke a broken piece of it. So go now to so the Gemara now questions this. The Gemara says Toshema, we learned the Brais Hidus Eina Mut V'Yesha Hareze Mut. So Hidus Rashi says Rekidas if the chickens like jump around. So one Braisa says that Hidus does not make it a Mut, and the other one says yes. So the Gemara thought Hidus Elo, it means Lav Hidus. Hidus vehitis, it means it jumps around and then it kicks it. Ubuhokim itligi, the ma'a sova miyikor aslina, the ma'a sova bosa tova mona aslina klal. The Gemara says, vehitis tchoyrois. So the Gemara gives a different akimtum. But then the Gemara asks, says, Toshim, on top of Yud Chesam, I have to go with this Gemara. Then, Toshma, tanagoylim shoy mechatetin vechevel. In other words, the chickens were pecking at the rope. Bechevel dli, a rope of a pail. Benifsak hachevel. After a while, the rope broke. Benishba hadli, and because of this, the dli broke. So the din is meshalmi nezek sholem. The owners of the chicken have to pay nezek sholem. So the Gemara says, Mami, no, from this we see that basam yikora aslinon. From this braisa of the Tanagoylim, you also see that that Bosam Yikoro Azlinon. Rashi right away says, Benishba Hadli Kosal Kedaitor Tal Yedei Shehoya Tanagol Menaker as a Hevel. The Gemara thought initially, because the Tanagol was pecking at the rope, Niskal Gel Hadli Benishba. That caused that the Dli should roll and break. You'll see the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to change it later on. So anyway, the Gemara says, you see from this that Bosam Yikoro Azlinon, because that's why that's the only reason why the Baal HaTarnagol has to pay, because the Tarnagol is his and therefore he has to pay. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the Raya. As Targuma Achevel. No, maybe when it says Chayiv to pay, it's not on the dli that broke, but it goes on the rope. Then on the rope, the chickens did it with their goof. They were pecking at it, so it's not a raya. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, it's easy Gemara. Vuchevel meshunahu. But Chevel is not that's not a good teretz. If a Tarnagol like breaks the rope, that's called Meshunen, and you only pay Chatzin Nezek, not Nezek Sholem. Rashi says, She'ein derech shein le'echol es she'ein oiroi loy. The Chatzin Nezek l'shem, you only have to pay Chatzin Nezek. Haklal, the Gemara says, the most belisha. It's talking that the Hevel it had a lot of dough on it. So the chickens were pecking at the dough. And that, so therefore it's not Mishunah, it's normal, fine. So the Gemara says, but it says, V'onishpat liktani, but yeah, you cannot give me such a teretz, because it says that we are talking about the broken pail, not the chevel. So you cannot give me a aklal. The Gemara goes back and forth until finally, skip a few lines. The Gemara says the last. The Gemara says finally. The Gemara goes back. We see from this Bosami Koras Linon. I just need this Gemara. Omar Rabbi Barabaya the Koozlu Mine. The final pshat on this braisa of the chickens pecking at the rope, it's talking. The Gemara says it's no raya that the bosam yikora aslinon. Why? Because the chickens we're pecking at it all the way. It means it's not a case of basar miyikava. The chickens were, they kept pushing it, and while they were pecking it, and therefore it's their own, it's done with their own goof. And since it's done with their own goof, there's no raya that basar miyikava as din. So notice, but I need this gemara just because we'll go over soon the riff and. It's based on this Gemara. So notice, the Gemara says this last lekinta of Rabbi Barabaya, the Ka'ozla Minei Minei. Right? Why does the Gemara give this lekinta? In order that there's no raya that Basa Mikor. Maybe it's Basa Tavamona Azlinon. But let's say if we held that Basa Mikor Azlinon, there would have been no need to make this akin to the kozel minei minei, because we could the plain shot for the braise is that basar miyikor azlinon. So remember this. So now that you know, I just went over the plain teichvert of this gemara. Okay, now go first to the gemara and the chavva from its base, the same gemara, and then I'll go with you the Rif and the Balamor today. I don't think I'll be able to do more than that. And that chavva from its base is the mocker of Rabbis Din. So look what the Gemara says towards the bottom of the Gemara. The Omar Rabba, about the ten lines from the bottom. The Omar Rabba Zora Klim Roshagag. And the second one comes and breaks it with a makel potu. My time and mona tvirota. That's our Gemara. So from this Gemara, the Gemara by us brought a raya that basar miyikor azlinon, right? So first look in Rashi. Rashi over here adds something. Zorak, Rashi says, bal hakli. The owner of the kli himself threw it down. Bal hakli, kli, he threw down the kli, meroy shagag. So notice, Rashi learns that we didn't have it on Daf Yud Zayin or a base. The case of Rabba is who threw it down. So Rashi learns the owner of the kli itself. So what does Mashma from Rashi? If Rashi on Rabba's din, see in Rabba's din it doesn't say outright who threw it down. Rashi learns the owner of the kli himself threw it down. So the question is, why does Rashi have to say this? What is mashma from Rashi concerning if a stranger would have thrown it down? It's obvious. Now, what's mucha from Rashi? That what? He would have been chayef. Avada from Rashi is certainly mashma that the one who threw it down is certainly chayef because he threw it down. But the Gemara says the second one who broke it with the makel, he's potu. So Rashi certainly is mashma like this. So
what's the finish
of my direction? You'll soon see. You'll soon see the Rosh and the Ramban argue on Rashi. They say the Gemara is talking to someone else threw it down. Someone else threw it down, not the owner. Let's wait.
Isn't that also difficult by the question I had last time about Dover and Eva? Because if the owner's talking, right.
So let's wait and see. We'll see. That's true. That is true. About that. Just a second. But now notice Rashi says often that Zorak Balakli, that's the case. Part two, so Rashi says, Zeh Sheshibroi B'makel, Koidem Shebircho Sharei Soifo L'Shover, Koidem Shviroso Sharei Soifo L'Shover. Because it's already considered broken. Let's go. So Rashi over here goes with Basar Miyikor Azlinon. And then the Gemara gives you another case. V'Omar Rabba Zora Kli Meroi Shagag V'Hoya Tacht of Korim Oksosois. See, a similar case, but when he threw it down, underneath it there were pillows and soft stuff where the keli would not have broken. Then Bo Achav a Silkon. Then someone comes and removes all those Korim Oksosois. Oikodam the silkon, or he himself does it. He removes it. It's potu. My timer be idna the shadi psuke nifseke gire. So the Gemara says the guy who threw it down is potter. Why? Because at that time when he threw it down, the keli would not have broken. It was there were pillows and on the bottom, and the keli would not have broken. Mainly he is potter. That's what the Gemara says. So Rash potter. Rashi says sharei mizrikosay eifay for the shofar. When he threw it down, would not have broken. Ashi not lo hakorin vaksosas. V'zeh shnot al hakorin. Now Rashi says, what about the person that took away the pillows? That v'zeh shal hakorin v'yafilu hazoyrek atzmai not lan potter. Why? So Rashi says the groma benizokin habi. Also Rashi right away tells you that if the guy pulls away the pillows, and then the first one who threw it down is potu, because when he threw it down, it would not have broken, so he was not even a mazik. Let's be mechayiv the second one. So Rashi, the one that pulled away the pillows, so Rashi says he's only a groma. A groma bin zaken we paskin is potu, because he didn't do it. The actual desert, all he did was he removed the pillows, so he caused that the keli broke, but the groma bin zaken is potu. So look right away in the bottom toisiv is zohar tinek meresh agag. No, the one before kodam vesilkoi pirush rabalfus. The toisiv quotes the riff. The rabba le time the list the lesle dina de galmi meresh agoizel kama. So the Rif says that we do not paskin like Rabbah, because Rabbah Lashitoso in Babakama holds that we do not paskin Dina de Gami. But if we paskin Dina de Gami, so then Enochinami he would have been Chayiv. And since we paskin Doin Dina de Gami, that if someone does the Gami, he is Chayiv. So in this case, the one who took away the pillows is Chayiv. Right. So Taisiva says, the Ri says no. The Groma bin Zakanu. That's not Gami, it's plain case of Groma. Upoto Lakula Alma. I will soon see the Rosh. The Rosh is going to explain everything. But to notice like this, the Gemara here quotes two cases of Rabba. The first case of Rabba, our Gemara brought the Rai from this, the Basami Yikara Azlinan. And the second case, whereby the pillows, so certainly the first one is potter is pashut, because he was not a mazik, because at the time of when he threw it down, there were pillows underneath. But what about the one that pulled away the pillows? So Rashi learns it's a groma, and a groma is potter. The Rif learned that this is not a case of groma, this is a case of gami. Gami is more chomu than groma. Groma means a plain case of where you just caused something to break, but you didn't do anything. But gami already means that you did more than just causing it. It's like it's almost as bad as mazik itself, because when you remove the pillows, obviously it's talking in the case where the guy saw that someone threw down the keli, so he knew what he was doing. So since after you remove them, it's obvious that the keli is going to break. Therefore, the Rif calls this gami. It's not grama. Grama means let's say a case of grama would be, let's say you open up the door of where the shore is running around. And now, until now, the shore could not go out, and it went out and did damage. So that's called grama. Why? Because number one, it just because he opened the door does not mean that the behemoth is going to run out. And number two, even if he does run out, who says there would be a hezek? So therefore, that's called groma. But because it's not vadai that the hezek is going to occur. But over here, the Rif learns, since the moment you remove those pillows, it's a vadai that they're going to break. Therefore, the Rif considers this like a vadai case. And it's called Galmi. And we have a machlokes in the Gemara. Whether doin din of the Galmi, do we pass in the halach of Galmi that the Galmi is chayif, or loy doin din of the Galmi? So the Rif therefore says, the Rif says, Rabba, it goes, the time of the less ladin of the Galmi, and therefore the second one is potu. But however, we paskin doine din de gamit, mainly we do not paskin like Rabba. That's what the Rif says. Okay, now that you know this, so let's go right away to the Rif, and we'll do the Balamor. We'll do the Balamor, and then we'll do the Rosh, and probably the Mechiyosef, but it will take a while until I'm able to do with you the Ramban too. But where is the Rosh? Look in the Rosh on Daf Chavov Amid Beis. It's on page 248 and in the pages of the Rosh. The Rosh goes over this whole Gemara we just did. It's an extremely easy Gemara to understand. You have the Rosh in Simen Tes Zayin. Omar Rabba, Zora Kli Meroish Agag, Borcha Veshibroi, Bemakel Potu. My time, Mono Tviru Toba. He broke a broken cake. That's because Bosa Meikoro Azdino. So the Rosh says, the Kivan Vibada Yeshove, since when you threw it down, it will certainly break, like Rashi. Choshit Keshovu, Mishas Zrika. Already from the time of the Zrika, that's the Maisa Hezik, Vechayiv, Azorkoi, V'hameshaber potu. The one who broke it is potu. Right? That we had this. So the Rosh noticed the Rashi. The Rashi pirish shezorke bala kli. But who threw it down? The owner of the kli himself threw it down. And so the Rosh explains why Rashi says it. Rashi was bothered by a kashu. Lomoloi pirish rabba din azorik. Why doesn't Rabbi state outright what is the din of the Zerik? Rashi, Rabbi only explains why the second one is potur, because it's considered broken. So therefore Rashi says, so we have to say it's talking that the owner of the Kli himself, and B'meila, what does Rashi gain by this? We don't have to discuss whether the one who threw it down is chayiv, because it's the owner himself. If the owner himself threw it down, so it's not chayiv that anyone else should pay him for this. So the Rosh says the Rosh does not like this. V'lo nehira, the Rashi pshat is not good. The milsa de pshita, of course, if the owner threw it down, that he's potu, there's no chiddush in this. The pshita potu hamashaber. The Aveda Midasu, the Rosh brings, the Rosh has a very good argument against Rashi. Because if it's talking that the owner threw it down, then the Rabbi would not have been able to say Mono Tava Tava, that he broke a broken Kli. And therefore we have to say it's a Raya that Bosar Mi Yikor Azlinon. So the Rosh says, if it's talking that the owner threw down the Kli, So anyway, of course the second one is potu. Never mind that the Basar Mi, we don't have to go with Basar Mi Koro, Basar Tavamana Azlinan. It's very pashut wide why nobody else is chayiv. Because if the owner throws down the keli, he compares this to Aveid the Midas. The Gemara Bav Metzir says, there's a din of Aveid the Midas. If an owner throws something away, and then let's say it doesn't break. You see someone walking in the street, he takes something out of his pocket and throws it away. So that's good. And then someone else is behind him and he sees it and picks it up. Can he keep it? So the Gemara says, yes, he can keep it. Why? It's Aveda Midas. The owner himself threw it away. He was mafkirit. So therefore, he also, if the owner did it, it's like he was mafkirit. And if he was mafkirit, so that means no one has to pay him because Al Pidin, you could even take it yourself. So Mela, it cannot be talking that the owner himself threw it down, because if the owner himself threw it down, the Gemara would not, Rabbi would not give the reason why the second one is potter, because Mono Tava Tava. It has nothing to do with this. He's potter simply because if the owner throws it away, that's like Aveda Midas, like the owner was mafkirit, so therefore no one has to pay him. So that there would be no raya from here that Bosam Yikor Azlinon. So that's why the Rosh does not like this. So let's go right in the Rosh. Yeah, the oid heicha poshet they quotes our gemara leil mehocha the basa meikara aslina. Now, filo I aslina basa soiv. Even if you paskin not bas that we go according to the end, not according to the beginning, potu the aveda medasi we have a kilu if kilu bailem. That's like the bailem by the tefker meila. There's no raya. Hilchach. Therefore, the rosh says the zor koy acher meiri. The rabbistin is talking where someone else threw it down. A stranger. The kibon the mela. If a stranger threw it down, so there wasn't. It didn't become hefker. So therefore, the rabbi has a din. From rabbi, we see that basal mikora as dinon. The kibon the mefarish rabbi time from the monach taviru tava. Mela yadana da hazoyrek chayif. Mela, you know automatically that whoever threw it down is chayif. Kibon the bevadai hoyu oimet lishaba. Because he knew that it would break. So notice what you thought Rashi is difficult. Not that in the din, but Rashi what the Rosh asks on Rashi is that if that's the case, it's aveda medas, and aveda medas anyway it's hefker, so there's nothing to discuss. But if you say that someone else and stranger threw it down, so mele if Rabbi says that the one who broke it is potu because of mono tava, he broke a broken keli, then it doesn't have to say that the zoyrek is chayiv. It's poshut that the zoyrek is chayiv. Right? So maybe the gemara is much better according to the Rosh than according to Rashi. So the tain against Rashi is that if it's talking about the owner throwing it down, then there's no raya from Rabbi's din that basa miyikor as din. The reason why the second one is potu is because it became hefker. When you take something of hefker, of course you potu. Well, so we have to find the teretz for Rashi. But let's go. Let me first finish the whole thing. Now the Rosh goes to something else. The Omar Rabbe Zora Klim Rosh Hagag Voyetacht of Korum Xos. So she quotes in that the Kodam Vasilkoi Oishabo Acher Vasilkan Potu, the Beidna the Shod of Psuke Mipsuke Gira, because when he threw it down, like it's emotional, like his arrows couldn't do anything, because it wouldn't, now see, his throwing it down is not a Maisa Hezek, because anyway it would not have broken. And Kosav Rav Alfis, and this the quotes Toysavis, the mistabgal on the last hilchos like Rabbi Bo. On this second case, we do not paskin like Rabbi, which means, on the first case of Rabbi, we paskin like Rabbi, because basal miyikara azlinon. But in the second case, we do not paskin like Rabbi. Why? The Rabbi letaime deisla lekamon, because Rabbi himself says nagozel kamon hasoyrev shtaroysov shel chavei repotu. If you burn someone else's shtar choyv, and now he cannot collect the money, that's called Gami. The loy doy in din of the Gami. Because the Gemara says, the Tanakhama holds, we do not paskin the din of Gami. The Kaimel on the last Hilchas, but however we don't paskin like that Gemara. Why? Because we paskin doy in din of the Gami. That you do, if someone makes a Gami, you are chayiv. So notice, the Rif says we do not paskin like Rabbi's second case. But the first case that we learned on that Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, from where the Gemara learns out that din, that basam yikora azlinon, that we do paskin like the Rif. And he gives a good reason, because the Rif paskins that the Rif goes to the Taimei, who says that we do not paskin din of the Gami. But we who paskin din of the Gami, the din is chay. That's what the Rif says. So, and then the Rosh quotes Toysebis, V'ripiresh, the Gromer ben Ezokin Habi. It's not a case of Gami, it's a case of Gromer. Kivon, now from the Rosh, we'll know the Machloikas. See, Alpi Pashtus, the Rif is right. One of the chilukim between Gromer and Gami is that by Gromer, it's not a Vadai that the Hezek is going to happen. By Gami, it's not a, it's a Vadai that the Hezek is going to happen. Like over here, if you remove the pillows from underneath, so it's a vadai that the keli is going to break. Therefore, the Rif calls it it's galmi. The Ri says no, it's a Gromer bin Zagran. Why does the Ri say it's a Gromer bin Zagran? For Pashos, the Ri is right. So the Rosh adds a reason. Kibon de lo shaloi osu maise beguf ha-dobo. Beguf dobo ha-nizik. Since, by removing the pillows, you're not doing anything in the object, in the keli itself. And if you're not doing the maise hezik in the keli itself, so it's not considered a maise hezik, it's a plain case of Gromer. So the machloikas between the Rif and Rashi and Taisavis is this point gufo. The Rif and Rashi held that in order for it to be Gami, you must be doing something in the Guf HaDavo. Here, since you did not do anything in the Guf HaDavo, B'meil it's only a Gromer, and Gromer in the Zokin is Potter. Right? This is what I have to show you over here. Now, go to the Rosh by us. Oh, no, wait, did I do the Rif with you? I didn't do the Rif at all. Look inside the Rif. I'm sorry. First, we'll go to the Rif, and go to the Rif at the end of the second parak. What I told you to prepare for today. The Rif is on page 22 in the pages of the Rif. The Omar Rabbo Zora Klim Rosh Gagoy Bo Acher Shibroy. From the Rif is much more like Rashi. Zora kli merosh gagoy. Bo ache v'shibroi v'makel potu. My timer d'om alei monu tviru tavahi. That's me cover, all right. Then, v'om arabo zora kli merosh gagoy v'o itav tov kor m'ksosois, and so on. Potu de bidne de shadye mifsik psike girei. His koyach already stopped. So the Rif says now, Mestavrulon, the less ilchas of Ok Rabbi. We do not pass like Rabbi second in. Mishum the Srirele, the Loidaidin and Dino de Gami. Because the Rif, the Shetosai holds, we do not pass in Gami. For the Homer, but like Tosfos quotes, because the Omer, the Rif paskins in Hagoiz Lekamo, Hasoi Rif Shtarois of Shilchavei Roi Potom, in the Neodem Rabbi de Shemayim. The Kaimulon, the less ilchas of Gavosai. We don't pass in like that Gemara. El Hochin, the Amron, the Gemara says, Achvei Rafchom the Ravashi be Agbei ki Kishure b'Tzalut Nesal. Because there the Gemara says that Rafchom forced Ravashi to pay for it. So you see, we do pass in Din Degami. So that now, that again, we had it in Tosfos. Just the Rif adds, again, not the Gemara. So Stam does a machlokes harishonim, do we pask in Dina Degami or not? So the Rif says doin Dina Degami, and from Rashi is mashma not. So anyway, the Maaseh, we pask in doin Dina Degami. So now look in the Balamoyer. Today all I can do is go over what it says. The Balamoyer over here raises a very fundamental questions. Omer Rabbe Zora Klim Rosh Agag. My time among the Rif costs for the member of the Hilchasahi. The Rif Paskins, what the Balamor means to say is, the Rif Paskins, like Rabbi in the first case. Because the Rif only says, on the second statement of Rabbi, by removing the pillows, there the Rif says we don't Paskin like Rabbi. But the first din of Rabbi, we do Paskin. The Hilchasahi. So the Balamor says no, we are not Mesapkelon. To him it's a Sophic. The one Mesapkelon Nilso. Mide Chazilon the Rabbe the Hubascho. Since Rabbe who came after Rabbe. Paskins, like the first Lashon of Rabbe, the Boyle, Yazlin, the Bosa Tavamanoi, Bosa Mikova, Vlo Yifshatele, the Gemara really doesn't. See, in the Gemara itself, it does not give you a psak whether we paskin basam yikor or basar soif. Because the Gemara gives you a kimtis, right? Like the Gemara I just did for you on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. So maybe what the Balamor's tainus is this. In the Gemara, there's no outright psak din. And since Rava was mesupik about the din, whether we go basam yikor or basar soif, so even though Rabbi holds basam yikor as dinan, But since then the Gemara does not psak, so we have no right to paskin like Rabbis first and either. And therefore the Balamar paskins is a suffix. When the pesop by suffix, you wouldn't get paid. The nizik because hamaytzi mechaveiro lefaraya. So that's what the Balamar argues, and what all kimat all rishonim in paskin that we do go bosom miyikaro, because the Gemara said from Rabbis muchach the Rabbi holds bosom miyikaro azlinon. And the Balamor says, since Rava had a suffix, so why can't, and the Gemara itself does not paskin. The Gemara brings a rai from the town of Goylem. They also, the Gemara gives them a kimtah, so mainly the Gemara itself does absolutely no rai. Alright? What is it, Avi?
Just
a second. I made a mistake. I thought it was it's Eli. Okay, go ahead.
The case of the Balamor, he changes the case around the tarnagol in order, because otherwise it wouldn't be such stuff. How would you be able to say Basmi Kar Basar Tabar?
No, wait. The Balamor is going to discuss tarnagol. Let's wait, but all the Balamor says is in the Gemara itself there's no outright psak din. The Gemara quoted Rabbi, and the Gemara says from Rabbi is mashma that Bosam Yikora is Dinan, but then the Gemara quotes one Bereis, another two Bereises, and the Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara gives them the Kimtas, mashma the Gemara does not paskin. So therefore, the Balamor paskins in such a case, it's a Suffolk woman, and a Suffolk woman is Lakula, and the guy does not have to pay. So now listen to this. Hilko Hashinan Lei. Therefore the Balamor paskins, we have a klal, mamon hamutl besofik. If you have a sofik, it's cholkin, you divide, it means you have to pay half. Achal gavde be'al moloi ladinanle, k'hai gavne, hochi chashinan le'rabba, we are choshesh for Rabba's statement, the pshitele, since Rabba was certain that that's the din, so we are choshesh. Umay de posak harav. Now listen to this. Umay de posak harav v'daninan behochi v'derech pshor. So anyway, he claims that the rif also didn't mean that we paskin completely like Rabbi. It's like he makes a pshor and you pay and you pay half. The onut meim al Rav al Fasi. However, he has now listen to this kashya. We have a kash on the rib. The kosab b'haydet hanagoylen. Shoy mechatwin the chevel. Dli b'hoda ko'ozle minei. Alma basot habamon azlinon. He says from the rib, when he quotes the case of hanagoylen, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in the case of hanagoylen we see that basam yikora azlinon, right? So how does the Gemara finally answer? The Gemara makes no kimta. It's talking where the chickens kept pushing that li until it broke. So it means they did a maisa hezek with the goof itself. So it's not a case of bosom yikava, not because they kept pushing it all the time. Now the riff already we saw paskins like Rabbis first in that bosom yikava as linon. So the Balamor asks, Alma Basar Tavamona Aslinon. If the Rif Paskins, that the case by the Tanagoylem is where the Tanagoylem kept pushing it until it broke, so then that implies that the Rif Paskins Basar Soif Aslinon. Because if you go Basar Miyukor Aslinon, you would not have to give the Akimta of Minei Minei. Alma Basar Tavamona Aslinon. These the like a rabba, and if the rif really paskins like rabba, the basam yikoras linan kashen ahadadi. So there's a stir in the rif. So you understand again the kashen, but the Balamor asks, and the Balamor has two hagoys over here. Number one, whereas the rif paskins but the rasvadai, that basam yikoras linan paskins like rabba. So that on this, the Balamor says we have no right to paskin like Rabba because in the Gemara it's a bayit de la ifshata, and the Gemara tries to give terutzim, and so there's no raya. Therefore, it's mamon hamutl besafik and cholkin. All right, that's one haora. The second however is he found a contradiction in the Rif. The Rif paskins basami korazim from the case of Rabba. But yet, by the case of Tarnagoylim, the Gemara brought a raya from Tarnagoylim also that basami yikora azlinan. How does the Gemara in the end come out? The Gemara says it's talking. No, there's no raya from Tarnagoylim that it's basami azlinan. We go according to the beginning. Just a second. Why? Because it's talking that the chickens kept pushing it. So if they kept pushing it, it's not, it has nothing to do with Bosa Mikora, Bosa Soif. They kept pushing it until they broke it. They did the mazik by themselves. So Mele, why did the Gemara give this teretz? The Gemara therefore says it has nothing, that there's no raya from the Tarnagoylim that Bosa Mikora Azlinan. So the Balamor asks, if the Rif, the Gemara gave a teretz to show that even the Mandama that says Bosa Tavamon Azlinan, that as Linda, we go according to the end, we can still explain the Braise, that it's because the Braise is talking in such a case where the chickens kept pushing that leaf. But if the Rif Paskins like Rabba, we didn't have to give such an akimta. Yet the Rif, when he quotes the din of Tarnagoylim, the Rif says that it's talking b'mine, which means that the chickens kept pushing it until it broke. So it's not the case, it has nothing to do with Bosa Kamo Azlinan or not. So mainly there's a steer in the Rif. So the kasha is, why must the Rif, if the Rif paskins Bosa Mikor Azlinan, the Rif should not have quoted the Yukimta of that it's talking that the chickens kept pushing that Li until it broke. That is the kasha that the Balamora asks on the Rif. Okay, are there any questions on this? First, Ellie, now tell me what you wanted.
No, I just wanted to make sure that, because I didn't know if Greg was going to get to the reason why it's a kasha. I didn't hear that.
Well, anyway, so now it's good?
No.
All right, fine, okay. David was next. Yeah, what is it, David?
Balamar seems to be saying, really we should have said, how many from it, right?
Yeah, all right.
Rabba, we're saying, what about the subject?
Okay, fine. No chiddush. All since the Rif paskins b'teras vaday, that Bosa Mikor Azlinan. So the Balamor argues. He says it's not a vaday. It since it's a vaday, so the din should be mamon amut l'basafik cholkin. That's all. That group is the chiddush, that he doesn't paskin. He does not paskin like the Rif and like all the other rishonim. That Bosa Mikor Azlinan. What?
The Balamor says,
"Afal
the Ba'alma
Loydainin."
It seems to be saying,
"But Bosa
Mikava,"
he says.
This is the next thing we say, "Amaytin Echaveh," right? But here we're going to say, "Maman Amutul
Safik." All right, fine. So
why are we saying Maman Amutul Safik here, and not Amaytin Echaveh?
No, he makes up Shavu. That's true. So, but that, I know what you're asking. The Balamor says it's Cholkin, and then that's called a Pshava. The Balamor paskins by Mamon Amutl B'Safek is Cholkin. That's you're right. So the Balamor obviously does not. The Balamor paskins that it's Cholkin. That's what he says. So, ask me later, and I don't think we understand each other. What did you want, Daniel?
What is the Balamor even says? Well, my pasuk around Zel, but don't end Balak if you don't Pshar. Which Rav is making Pshar?
Which part are you asking?
My pasuk around Zel, but don't end Balak if you don't Pshar.
Hold it. But now the Sapkilon, where are you asking me from? From the last line?
Three lines.
The honor to me, Malarav al Farsi, the Bosa Hilke Hashinon Lay, Vedanin like a din, Maman, Amutl Basafik, the Holkin. Afal Gav the Bealma Loydanin and Lay, Kai Gavna Hoho Hashinon Larabo, while the Pshitale, which means usually. Oh, you want to know what this means?
The next line.
Afal Gav, which line? The next
one.
Umay the Posak HaRavzal. ודיינו הכי בדרך פשורו.
The Rav is the Rift?
Yeah, the Rav is the Rift.
So
yeah.
When you say the Rift is making a pshar, he's not passing him like that.
Just after the Be'am, but I didn't know anything. My the Pasak, a Rav, the Lashon is strange, just saying, I thought that's what it means, just the hocho chashinon le rabo, the pshitole, because the rabo is poshet. L'may de posak harav, v'daninon behochi, v'derech shoro, I don't know exactly what this line means. You are right in asking. Just a second, let me. I think I know already. Just a second. El afal gav to be alma loyde. Ha gav nuch hocha chashina le rabba. The pshitale ulmai de pasak harav. Ve dainin behochi. Bederech pshocha, bederech pshocha. Stop. That's the sentence. But you want to know what does it mean by this? Right? Daidinan kedin unuzuchalkin. Maidem. Just a second. John, I know. I don't know. I don't have a teretz. Just saying. Afgal be alma loydaninan lei. Kehai gav nehocha chashinan le rabba. Because rabba said it with certainty, which means. This line I do understand. This line means really, if it's a suffix, it should be suffix, it should be chalken. But we should not consider Rabbah's opinion, la halacha. But over here, since Rabbah said it with certainty, and Rabbah did not say it with certainty, it's only a suffix, so we have to be choshesh for Rabbah's statement. But otherwise, we wouldn't be choshesh for Rabbah's statement altogether. That's what the Rif says. I mean, then the Balamora says, just a second. Ulmai de pshit, ulmai de posak harav, vedanin hochi bederech pshoro, vedanin hochi bederech pshoro. So you want to know what does the Rav goes obviously on the Rif, because he's talking about the Rif, so it has to mean this. So what does he want? My the pasuk Rav v'dayin b'ochi b'derech pshara. Only b'derech pshara do we paskin like this. So you want to know why does he say b'derech pshara? It's mamon amutl b'safek is cholkin. So just a second. No, I don't know. I don't know how to get out of this.
The next line is an onatamin al harav al fazi. So the line before he's saying the pasuk harav, that means the rift, and then the next line he says tamin al harav al fazi, and that means the rift also. You would refer to two different names and write it one
out. Where do you see this?
I don't know.
The Rav and the Balamor means the Rif. That's how the Rishonim, those that wrote on the Rif, when they say Rav, it means what they are going on. They are going on the Rif.
And then the next line he calls him Rav Al-Fazi.
What does he call him? Oh, that's just a man of speaking. Also, he could have said a Rav, but it comes the same. Because I'll tell you why he called it. It's because this Balmer is divided into two parts. One is the Vipaskin was a Kamazna or not, and one is that the Rif is Saiser himself. So he calls him the other Pshat there, but the Rif Paskins about that, like Rabba, that Bosa Mikoraz Linon, and yet he quotes the Yokimta of Minei Minei, that is a steer in the Rif. No, the only kasha, what is, I don't, what you asked, what does the Rif mean in the first part, that I don't know. I have to think it over, I don't know. But anyway, what I want to discuss now is how will we answer the kashya of the Balamoyer against the desastir and the rib. So on this, just a second, first in the Mukhi Yosef already tries to give a teretz. Just a second, let me find it. Where does the Balamur have it? The Rosh has it earlier. Just a second. Oh, just saying. So let's go to the Rosh. I cannot find it. I know there's the Mekir Yosef too, but let's go now to the Rosh on our Gemara, where the Rosh discusses the Kasha of the Balamor. Derek Shaney. It's on page 246 in the Rosh, on top, in the first column. The Rosh on the first column on page 246. Go to just above that with you haven't bracket stuff, you'd have some at Aleph. So go to Ubesoif Pirkin Posag Rav Alfes, you have it, Kerabo. You have it, it's two lines above where it says Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Rif Paskin, he tells you at the end of the Perek, the Rif Paskin's like Rabba. So right away the Rosh answers the Kashi of the Balamoyer. The Afal Gav the Rabba Mesapkele. So why do we Paskin like Rabba? That was one of the Kashis of the Balamoyer. So the Rosh answers, Kivon de la Rabba Pshitele. Vadai. The Rabbi Pshitele Vadai, the Rabbi Moitzi Midasafik the Rabbi. So what the Rosh says is very passionate. Since Rabbi said it with certainty in Rabbi, he had a Safik, so if one Mandama says Buteras Vadai, the other one says he has a Safik, so Stam is more mistable to accept the opinion of the Vadai against the one who said a Safik. But he makes it better. The Oid, the Rabbi Talmidoi the Rabbi have it. Rabbi was the Talmud of Rabbi. Hilkov Bebaya the Rabbi Asdinon Bosam Yikoro Mishal Nezio. So the Rosh answers that part of the Kashi. Why the Rif Paskins like Rabbi, and he is not Choshesh for the opinion of Rabbi. Number one, if one says a Sofik and one says a Vadai, the Vadai wins. And number two, Rava was a Talmud of Rava, and the way that the halacha is like Rava against Rava. In this case, this is Poshit. Then, now the Rosh addresses himself to the other Kasha that the Balamor asks on the Rib. V'hodo muki rabibi barabaya hahide tanegoidem shehoye mechatetin v'chevel dli. But the Ozl Minei Uminei look me by the Rava who the Meshani Hoche. So obviously when the Rif quotes that, the Gemara only mentioned that case to explain that the case of Talmud Goylem could even go according to Rava. So the Rosh says Lo Yalibu the Hilchaso, the Hokaimulon Bosam Yikora Aslinon. So the Rosh says, we do not paskin like that teretz of the Gemara. Why? Because we paskin bosam yikoras linon. Ubalamor tamo al Rav Alfasi sheposak rabbe besoy pirkin. Ubahida tana goylim shehoy mechatin bechevel dli kosav vode kozl minay minay. Alma bosat avamon as linon. So maybe that's the kashy of the Rosh says like this. We paskin like Rabbi. The Gemara gave a teretz. The Gemara only gave a teretz to say that we could explain the Gemara even according to Rabbi. But really, the halacha is not like Rabbi. The halacha is like Rabbi. But the kasha, there's a stira. So why does the Rif quote the case that the Gemara gave for Rav, and we passing like Rav. So look what he answers. V'haravit kosav, the Ravit tries to give, he quotes a Ravit. The Ravit answers, Efshar shesoyver harav, maybe, here the word harav always comes up. It means that it goes on the rift. Maybe the rift paskin mashet, shesoyver harav, mashet tirets rabibi barabayu, the kozlumine, that Rabbi Barabbi gave the case by Tanagoid, means with the Tanagoid and pushed it constantly until it broke. Leimuki lei bimeusei belisha. He learns that the case, see, the Gemara before said it's talking that. That the robe was covered with dough. So maybe we don't now that we give the steretz, it's not talking like this. Loi muki loi b'musa b'lisho, and afilo b'loi me'usa b'lisho. Even if it's talking that the robe was not covered with dough. Just a second. Al shviras kli meshalim nezek sholem. Still, for breaking the kli, you chayiv nezek sholem. Kede ozl minei sheroitze lishtois min hakli. V'yaf al gav del gabi chevel meshunehu. So what the Ravid says is, the Gemara said that for if it's not talking that the rope was covered with dough, so it's meshuna and you should not pay nezek sholem. Meshalem, b'meila he says meshalem chatzi nezek legav shvira sakli mi uchehu meshalem nezek sholem. So the Ravid's teretz is a very complicated teretz. The Ravid answers that. The Rif learned that once we give the teretz of the ozon bin minei, so we are not keeping the yukimta, that it's also talking that the robe was covered with dough and therefore it's not mashuna. It is mashuna, and therefore you only pay chatzin nezek. The afal gadal b'chevel mashunehu mishal chatz nezek legab shvira sakli mihu uche, but for breaking the kli, that's ucheda, because Tarnagoidim, you know, they play with whatever they find, and that's uche, to that they should eat something from the rope and keep pecking at it. That is lav uche, but for the damage to the kli itself, that is uche. Umeshalim nezek sholim. V'hashde vada ilay azlaminei afal gal debasam ikor azlinan lehavi meshalim nezek sholim sharei. Hadli afilu ala chevel nami mishalim nezek sholim. So anyway, what the Ravid answers for the Rif is that the Rif held that even according to Rabbah, who says basam yikoras linon, you still have to give the teretz of that they pushed it. Why? Because otherwise, all that the balatam goyim would have to pay would be chatzi nezek, but not nezek sholem. Why? Because it is mashuna. Because the Rif learned that when we gave the final teretz, it's not talking that the robe was covered with dough and therefore it's not mashuna. But this is a new teretz. If it's a new teretz, you still have a kasha. What this chicken did is a dove mashuna. It's not a normal case. So Mela. So, if without paskening like Rabbi that basam yikor azlinon, so there would be no reason to paskin that you pay nezek sholem, and you would only have to pay chatzin nezek. In order to explain why the Baal HaTarnagol must pay nezek sholem for breaking the kli, for that you still need Rabbi's din. That's the targets that the Rosh gives for the Rif. The Gemara changed the whole the Kimton and but anyway that's what the Rosh answers.
The Rif doesn't mention the Issa, so it's not so dark.
What?
If the Rif held on to the Kimton, you would have mentioned that there
was the Tel Hashem. Yes, good, but that's also a kash on the Rif. Why must you change what the Gemara says? So the Rosh therefore takes this into consideration, and he says therefore the Rif had to give the okimta of minei u'minei, because otherwise all he would have to pay is chatzi nezek and not nezek. So in short, the teretz of the Ravid is that even though we paskin like Rabbah that bosa mi'ikora azlinon, we paskin, the Rav paskins like Rabbah, but teretz vaday. I over here, he didn't have to bring in Rabbah because the Gemara gave this teretz according to Rava. So he says, since the Rif learned now, when the Gemara gave the final teretz, we rejected the Yokimta of that it's covered with dough. If that's the case, it's Meshuna. And if it's Meshuna, all you should pay is Chatzi Nezek. We have to bring in Rabbah's din of Basar Mi'ikor Azlinon, and that's why you pay Nezek Sholim. Right, that's the teretz. But the lashon is not good here, but something is missing. But that is what the teretz that the Rosh quotes v'shem deraibit. I know that the Mechi Yosef also has a teretz, but I don't remember now what the teretz is. So let's leave it.
Just to clarify, what exactly does the Gemara mean when it says the cause of the name? The case is
the Gemara initially thought that what happened was the chickens were pecking at the rope, and then the rope snapped, and because of this the keli broke. So then the havarina was that it broke like by itself, like a case of tzchoyros. So the Gemara asks if that's the case, you have a problem. The Gemara says it's talking. You pay for the dli. Right? So the Gemara says paying for the li is mashuna, because chickens don't eat something that is not roi for them. Only something. So the Gemara says that you must say it's talking, that it was in order to take away mashuna, it must be talking that there was dough on it. Then the Gemara gives another kinta. But then the Gemara says, maybe it's not a raya. Why? Because it's talking that not that the keli kept rolling and it broke finally, but the chickens kept pushing the keli. Therefore, it's not the case like of tzchoyros, but it's managed that
it's
they
a direct nezek, right?
What?
You're saying it's a direct.
It's a direct hezek, yeah.
So then that's not boser monotovar. That's like any other nezek. So what?
You don't have to say bring in anything.
What? So what's the balamar? It's not a stira. I don't understand what the balamar is asking. If it's just a style case that it's going to be like breaking anything.
No, listen. The balamar obviously did not learn like this. The Rav is trying to explain the Rav. That the Rav
I understand.
The Rav is Saisam, but of course the Rav, the Balamor certainly took the Rav literally. The Rav kept the Yakimta of the zone. Therefore it's not Meshuna. And so therefore the Balamor had a stira. But comes the Rav and says,
the Balamor is learning the Rav that the case is that the lead broke as a result of the chevel
breaking.
Yeah, yeah, right. Oh, okay, fine. Well, but as a way to be, we can ask the Balamor's gosh that if it's a direct damage.
Well, how would you answer?
If it's a direct damage,
the kash is
the Balamor's gosh.
Why does the Rif have to quote this? If the Rif paskins Rosami Kora Azlinon, the Gemara, we don't have to say that teretz that it's that they kept pushing it. That teretz was only given, the Balamor asked, if you paskin like Rabbah. And since the Rav paskins like Rabbah, he had no business quoting the last okimta of the Gemara. So you don't have a teretz. So the Ravid comes and changes everything. The Ravid says, because anyway, it's talking in the Maskona that there was no dough, and therefore it is Meshuna. And now, in order to say why you have to pay Nezek Sholem, you must say we pass him like Rabbi too.
Doesn't the Gemara say that it's not a right?
Yeah, the Gemara, you are right. In the Gemara, the Pashto of Pshat in the Gemara is that it's not a right to Rabbi altogether. The Ravid does not learn like this. The Ravid says that the Gemara still learns that it's Meshuna. If it's Meshuna, so why do you pay Nezek Sholem? So for that, we have to bring in Rabbah. That's all I can do for you. Okay, I won't go weiter today. Just a second. Wait, we're not finished with this sugya yet. For tomorrow, what I want you to prepare is begin learning a little bit the Ramban. The Hasogya of the Ramban, also on Daf Chavov. The Ramban learns the whole sugya of Rabbi completely different than what we have been learning. The Ramban is right next to Yud Aleph, and Yud Aleph on its base. Well, I don't know what to tell you. How much it's hard for me to tell you, but just get the basic idea of the Ramban. See, figure out how the Ramban learns the sugya different than Rashi than everyone else. I do the best you can. Tomorrow we'll discuss a little bit this Ramban, and look also in the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef, it's either here or on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. I'll tell you. Let me find it for you, because I remember the Balamor also. The Nemuki Yosef also goes over this. Because usually the Nemuki Yosef gives you a summary of what the Ramban says. It would be easier if I would find that. What? I don't hear you.
Page 14.
Page 14? Oh, yeah, that's where the...
Is that it?
Yeah, hold it. Yeah, you're right. Thank you. I found it. The Nemuki Yosef is on page 14. So you can use the Nemuki Yosef to give you a summary. The Nemuki Yosef begins. Nemuki Yosef begins. Just a second. Where is it? Most likely it begins on Amud Aleph on the bottom. And I should do that. All right. But anyway, try learning the Ramban himself. Do the best you can. And also look up the Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam is, there's a very difficult Rambam that in Perek, in Hilchos Chovel Mazik, whether the Rambam paskins like Rabbe or not like Rabbe. So in Hilchos Chovel Mazik, in Perek, just a second, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chovel Mazik, Halach Yud Beis, right? Let me find it for you. Chovel Mazik, Perek Zayin, Halach Yud Beis. Learn over the Rambam with the Magid Mishnah. And look in the there's a voice test in the goes on the Hagoyis Maimoni. Look that up and you'll see that the Rambam is also difficult on this, how the Rambam paskins. All right, enough for today. Okay.